Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, honeys. How are ya? It's Jackie. Welcome to this episode of Natch Butte. My guest is Jamie Schmidt, and she founded Schmidt's Naturals, which comes up on Natch Butte all the time, and she's a dream, and you're gonna learn and love this episode, okay? But first, you know Schmidt's hooked y'all up, okay? I wasn't gonna let Jamie Schmidt herself come in the studio without hooking up my honeys with the Schmidt's Naturals giveaway. You know I've been giveaway crazy lately. Well, we're giving away some Schmidt's, honey. Don't get it twisted. So, let me tell y'all all about the Schmidt's Naturals Natch Butte contest. Maybe it should be Schmidt's Natch Butte. Rolls. I don't know. I'll work on that. But anyway, get excited. I'm going to tell y'all about the contest that I worked very closely with Schmidt's to start. So, as you know, my contest lasts about 2 weeks. So starting today, you have 2 weeks to do this contest. So get excited. This is what you're going to do. Okay. In the episode, I talk to Jamie about my armpit. I show it to her because I'm proud of how beautiful my armpits look because I take good care of them. This episode's all about them pits. So we thought it would be fun to have everybody show us your armpit, okay? Let's take the sexy back. We want to make pits sexy. We don't want there to be a stigma. We don't want people to be ashamed. So let's see those pits, baby, okay? I'm going to have everybody listening on your Instagram flash a pic of that pit, baby. Post a photo of you with your arm up. Now, you don't have to show us your armpit. It doesn't have to be a zoomed in pic, okay? You can just put your hand, you know, put your hand up on your head, put that pit up. You can even be wearing a sweater or something. We don't have to like really see it, but it's just a fun contest. We're just having some jovial fun, okay? So post a photo of you with your pit, and you're gonna hashtag the photo Natch Butte Pit, okay? Hashtag Natch Butte Pit. Then you're going to follow Schmidt's Naturals on Instagram, which is at Schmidt's Naturals, and Schmidt's is spelled S-C-H-M-I-D-T-S, Schmidt's. At Schmidt's Naturals, so follow Schmidt's, follow me. I'm at Jackie Michelle Johnson. Michelle has one L. So follow me, follow Schmidt's, and tag us in the photo. And then put that hashtag Natch Butte Pit. Show me that pit, baby. We're going to have two winners, and they're going to win a haul, a Schmidt's haul, okay? Now, don't forget, they make toothpaste, they make soap, they make deodorant. You're going to love it, and I want everybody to show us that pit, okay? Hashtag Natch Butte Pit. You have 2 weeks to enter, so get excited about that, and may the best honey win, as always. I have a new segment that I'm starting that I'm very excited about. Everybody knows I love mail. I love getting mail. I love going through mail. I love opening mail. So I'm going to do a little segment called Jackie's Mail Time, where I tell everybody all the mail I got this week. So I wanted to shout out really quickly the two things I got in my P.O. box. First, thank you to Brittany in Toronto. She knows the key to my heart is not only getting mail, but receiving fan art of Chooch. She made me a little clay sculpture of Chooch. And it's Chooch wearing a pink flower crown like she did in my wedding. And this little sculpture is very, very close to Chooch. I mean, this woman has an art. This woman, Brittany, you know what you're doing, because my husband was like, oh my God, it's Chooch. She made me a little clay Chooch. It is on my Chooch wall of art in my house. So Brittany, shout out to you. Thank you for my Chooch. I love it. My whole household loves it. And it was very thoughtful. Second, I want to say shout out to Sony Skincare. It's S-O-N-N-E. They are vegan and cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate and phthalate-free, cruelty-free, made in the USA, and they deliver to you every month. And there is a two-step system. There's a morning prepare and an evening repair. Morning prepare, evening repair. Sony Skincare. I want to say shout out to them. They sent me their products. Thank ye. I'm going to try them and let y'all know what I think. Okay, so far I'm loving the message. So thanks to them. Last thing I'm going to say is Allison Rosen is coming on Natch Butte. She has a hit podcast called Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. I just guested on it. Check out that episode. It was so awesome. I've been having a really great time guesting on other pods lately. They've all been great. If you haven't heard New Player Has Joined, it is a podcast here on Starburns that I just guested on, and it's all about video games, and I talked about The Sims and how much I love it, and they were great. They're such a great podcast. They take it very seriously and do research and have questions and segments like I do, and I just respect. That one was great. Allison Rosen, very professional. I was honored to be on her pod. And then the third was Soft Spot, which I talked about on last week's show, which is, again, a show here on Starburns. And Lisa Loeb was there. And you got to check that out if you're not ODing on Jackie yet, okay? I've been guesting around. I'm trying to put the word out. So everybody check out those. But Allison Rosen is about to come on Nash Butte, so please go on NashButte.com, hit Ask a Guest, and send her some questions. We have some fun ideas that we came up with already that we're going to be doing in here. I'm going to show her my new $5 cat eye that I've been doing. You can do a cat eye for $5, and that's like to do for like a year. Like, you buy the products, you only need to use $5, and you could buy the things you need to make a cat eye. I'm going to show her that because she loves a cat eye. We're going to finally prove which of our angles is our best angle. We're going to do a photo shoot in here and then go back and look and say, okay, finally, now I know my right side is my good side, because we both are very confused. We got a lot going on, but send her some damn questions. NashBeat.com, hit Ask a Guest, send Allison Rosen some questions. Nicole Byer is coming up. We have a lot of exciting guests coming in, so just always go to NashBeat.com and hit Ask a Guest, and I'll put the guests up so everybody knows. Okay, so today is the 11th of May. That means you still have two more days to hit up the Riley Rose 20% off sale, because it ends May 13th. So if you live by a Riley Rose, we've talked about Riley Rose on Nash Butte several times. It is a makeup skincare store, and they have like 10 or so of them in America so far, but they also have online, RileyRose.com. They're having a 20% off entire store sale until May 13th. So if you're listening to this right now, you still have 2 days. So get your buns to a Riley Rose or use code MAYFNF. So MAYFNF. And that stands for May Family and Friends. MAYFNF will get you 20% off everything on the website. It is very exciting. They got lots of fun brands, lots of cruelty-free brands, and I just went ham at the sale because I was like, honey, I can't get COSRX anywhere else. I got me a 20% off some Pacifica stuff. They got Kopari. They got Stila. They got it all, babe. They have Beauty Bakery. They have, I'm not even naming all a million. They have lots of Korean. They have lots of indie brands. They have lots of vegan and cruelty-free. It's really cute in there. You're going to want at least one thing. So go to RileyRose.com and get that discount, because you only have two more days, okay? So that's very exciting. So of all the things I said, remember that the Schmitz Naturals contest starts today, Friday the 11th, and will end Friday the 25th at the end of the day. You have 2 weeks to enter. Hashtag Nash Butte Pit. Send me those pit pics. And let's get some Schmitz out of the world, baby. And with that, enjoy the episode.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Oh yeah. You say I only butte when I want to. You say I seem natch all the time. So. And I thought how I looked was simple, and I thought that I don't belong. But now my neck, I'm creaming. Now I know that I did something wrong, 'cause I'm Natch Butte. Yeah, yeah, I'm Natch Butte.
Welcome to Natch Butte, baby. Welcome to this very special episode. I'm so excited, I can't even hide it. And that's a song. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it, baby. Okay? I'm so excited. I think it's fair to say that my guest today is the natural deodorant fairy godmother. I feel like that's fair to say. She's the creator of the natural deodorant to the stars and the deo that has captured the hearts and armpits of people all over the world, including, I don't know, Alicia Silverstone, Jay Kissa, who is a guest here, and, of course, your girl, Jackie J, me, the host of Natch Butte. So let me just get right into it. With me today is the founder of Schmitz Naturals, Jamie Schmitz.
What's up?
I'm like, you're like the Wizard of Oz. Like, you're behind the curtain pulling all the strings. And I'm honored you're here.
It's a huge honor to be here. Your energy is amazing, and this is going to be fun.
I feel like I manifested you into my life. I do that sometimes. Shia LaBeouf emailed me once, not to brag. Yeah. And I just feel like the story of Schmitz Naturals and me goes way back. My friend Jenny, shout out Jenny Bradley at the Effervescent Vegan on Instagram. She Instagrammed years ago a picture of the little Schmitz jar. And she said, oh, my God, I'm using this. What's, like, the lime one?
Yeah, bergamot lime.
Yes, bergamot lime. And I said, ooh, color me intrigued. So I went and bought it. And that's when I decided to, like, switch over to natural deodorant. And I'd never heard of Schmitz before that. And it, you know, I had to go to Lassen's, which is like a store here for natural food and whatnot. And here we are years later, you're in my damn booth. Ooh. So, wow, baby. Yeah, what a journey we're on.
The team at Schmitz loves you. I mean, you're one of their favorites.
I mean, it's a crazy story how it all happened.
Yeah.
Basically, I talked about Schmitz, and then they started tweeting at me, and then I showed them I have a Sim named Ylang Ylang Calendula.
Yes.
From your scent.
I know.
And I have a whole family of Sims with the last name Calendula, which I don't even know what the fuck that is. We'll talk about it. What the hell is Lang Ylang? I don't know. You're going to tell us, okay? But anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I feel like the best place to start would be the beginning, baby.
Yes.
So I guess let's just talk a little bit about you and your background and how Schmitz Naturals started for you.
Yeah, for sure. It's my favorite story to tell.
I mean, yeah, you've probably told it a bajillion times, but you know what?
I want to hear it every time. Yeah. So Schmitz started at a farmer's market in Portland. It was, you know, back in 2010. It was the makers movement. Everyone in the city was making something, right? Whether it was candles, kombucha, hot sauce, or maybe they were a musician in a band or an artist. It was just, if you were in Portland, you were doing something cool.
I love that.
Yeah. And it was intimidating in a way because it took me a bit to really, you know, find my thing. And like, I knew to stay there and to feel comfortable and to fit in, I had to like do something amazing.
Yeah.
And so I started really just playing around with different recipes for body care products. You know, I was making lotions, sunscreens, deodorant, but mostly just for my personal use.
Had you been really into that, like,
yeah,
in your
it
life?
Yeah, it took a bit. Once I got pregnant, that's really where I decided, like, you know, hey, I really need to start paying attention to, like, you know, not only the foods I'm eating, but also the products I'm using on my skin. And so that was part of the impetus, too, behind this was just that overall sort of, you know, goal towards living a healthy lifestyle. And so I bought a bunch of books. I even took a little DIY class on how to make shampoo. And once I started digging into it, like, the passion became real. I had worked so many different jobs in my life and really trying to find myself and, you know, my career path. And
what were some of the jobs you were rocking back
yeah,
then?
Yeah. So I have a degree in business. And right after my undergrad, I got a job in human resources.
Yep.
So I was, you know, doing that whole thing. And, you know, it was okay, but it just left me feeling like I needed more.
You needed to make something.
Yeah.
You lived in Portland, damn it.
Yeah. And like I say, you know, everybody I was surrounding myself with were creatives and they were all doing something amazing. And I just always knew there was something I needed to be doing, but I didn't know what. You know, I was trying to find that creative outlet for a long time. I moved from Chicago. I had been working for the John D. Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, pretty cool philanthropic organization in Chicago. You know, getting paid really well, benefits were awesome, but I just needed a lifestyle change. So I came out here and thought I'm going to start over and figure this shit out, find myself, and you know, kind of fell into that whole HR path again. But once I started this whole DIY thing, it became clear that's what I wanted to be doing, you know, professionally too. And I was making other things too, not just body care products, but also a lot of things in my kitchen. Like, I was the person making the kombucha, and I was even trying to grow loofah sponges in my front yard. The climate in Portland is not appropriate for growing loofahs.
Did you have the SCOBY? You had a big old SCOBY.
I had so many SCOBYs, I didn't know what to do with. I was giving them away.
That's how it is on Facebook. My Facebook is literally every day I log in and it's like, does anybody want my SCOBY? I'm like, this is like a MLM. I can't deal with these goddamn SCOBYs.
And there were so many that I had to throw a couple in the trash and I felt awful because it's like this living being and I'm like throwing it away. But there was like so many I couldn't like keep up
with
it.
Well, that's why I haven't gone into the kombucha train because I hear these SCOBYs get out of control.
They do.
But then everyone's like, it's just like an MLM. It's like, no, they're great. You want it. Join my SCOBY. Take my SCOBY. And I'm like, I heard they take over your kitchen. No, they don't. Take mine.
My God. You and know? They're also called the mother. Not
yes,
just the SCOBY, but the mother.
I'm telling you. I just leave it to the professionals on that
exactly.
one.
But even like the fruit flies too. So if people are wondering what SCOBYs are, that's the mother that kind of creates the kombucha situation.
Yeah.
It's like
oh,
the bacteria.
They know. They know.
Most people probably know.
I know. I'm just
point.
Kidding.
It's that gross thing that you get in your kombucha bottle when it slips in your mouth and you're like, ugh, what
yeah.
do I just drink? That's part of the mother.
It's the mother.
It's the mother. But yeah, the fruit fly situation was no fun either. But Yeah, just making everything. And so I was on a budget, too. Like, my husband and I were working in social work jobs. I had tried that whole path, too, and just kind of was stepping back from the whole 9-to-5 situation. And
where'd y'all meet? Let's get romantic a little bit.
Yeah, we met at a residential treatment facility for kids that had mental and behavioral health issues. So, yeah, I could see the man that he was and the man that he could become as a father, you know, just watching him work
so
with these
cute
children. And he was my boss. He hired me.
Okay. Cute. Hey, that's where you meet people's work.
Right?
That's where I feel like most people I know, they met their partner at work.
Yeah.
I met my partner at a party.
That's awesome.
But we're improvisers, so that is our work,
yeah,
you know?
Right. And it's funny, too, because then he, you know, grew to work for Schmitz, and so he's totally integrated in the company now. So we've been working together, you know, in whatever capacity for, you know, since the beginning of our relationship.
Smart.
Yeah.
Keep it in the fam, baby.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're making deode, you're making shampoo, so how do you get from, like, you're testing it out, you're digging it, to, like, selling it?
Yeah, you know, I had no plans for, like, taking this, you know, to the streets and selling it. I just, it was fun for me, just for my friends and family. But then people were raving. Like, I was giving it to friends, and they're like, this is amazing. Like, this deodorant's working. Nothing else has worked for me. Like, why aren't you selling this, you know, greater capacity? And so in Portland, it was easy to, you know, find an opportunity at the farmer's market, like I say, or street festivals. There's always something happening. And I decided to just give it a shot. There was a local market around the corner from me, and I applied, got in, and then the first market, I was like, fuck yes, this is amazing, this is fun, it's super rewarding, like, seeing people, like, buying something I made with my hands. And
so you would make them in the kitchen or something,
yeah,
I would imagine?
Yeah, I had a tiny little home, it was just a small, humble, cute little place in, you know, in Southeast Portland, and we had no room for this. I mean, I literally turned our kitchen table into my office, you know, where I put a curtain up around the table and threw a printer in the corner and called it, you know, my workspace. So we had no place to eat dinner, but I was, you know, doing my business thing. But yeah, our stovetops were full of, you know, butters and oils and whatnot, just constantly. And so I was sharing the pots too. I'm like, hey, now these are the designated deodorant pots. You know, these are the pasta pots.
Yeah,
so
let's not mix those.
Yeah.
No ylang-ylang fettuccine tonight, baby. Yeah.
I did make a patchouli pizza once.
Ooh.
Yes.
Not mad at that. And so you, like, buy jars and, like, put them in the jars and, like, put your logos on them. I mean, you were, like,
totally
DIY.
Yeah. I was going to the local grocery store. It was called Fred Meyer, just buying, you know, overpaying for these mason jars. I started packaging the product in mason jars.
It's a lot of deodorant.
Yeah, but I'd buy, like, a, you know, 12-pack of jars. And that was enough to get me by for, you know, maybe one market. But I had a friend, too, who was an illustrator, and he was over one night, and I told him he needed to make my logo. And so we literally decided that the most appropriate logo for me, you know, for this homestead feel would be a sketch of my face.
Mm-hmm. So that's fun.
I put on this old-school bonnet, and he sketched me. And so it's, like, it's literally, like, my face in a bonnet on this, like, mason jar.
I mean, that's kind of neat.
In 2010, it was, you know, it made sense.
Like, it's like Burt's
today
Bees.
It's a little harder to get away with. Yeah.
You know, he's got the...
Right.
Have you seen that documentary?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times. I really enjoy watching it.
Me too.
It's a little sad in some ways, too.
Yes.
But also, like,
I can't think of the name of it right now, but I'll put it on Ashby.com.
Yeah.
Let me see. I do have my computer in my
Burt's
Bees.
But the story,
doc.
I mean, there's some overlaps for sure. You know, and then he met his marketing woman. And,
Burt's,
you know,
Buzz.
Burt's Buzz, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dr. Bronner's one's
that.
A good one, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, check that one out.
I need to because I love that soap.
Yeah.
So you're selling. How do you get in the stores? What happens?
It started in the booth when stores were coming up to me. Like, I remember Whole Foods approaching my booth and saying, have you ever thought about selling this wholesale?
No way.
And I'm like, wholesale? What's wholesale?
What's that buzz?
It's not my phone. Oh.
It was?
No, it's not me.
It's okay. I just...
Throws the phone across the room.
Yeah. Shut up! We're working! Wait, hold on.
Yes.
You're at your little farmer's market,
yes,
and Mr. Whole Foods rolls up and says, hey, Jamie, what's up with this deode? Can I get a piece?
It's crazy, too, because a lot of customers were going into stores and saying, do you have that, you know, Schmitz deodorant that's floating around out there? And so stores were coming to me saying, what is this product that people are coming in here looking for?
Because back in 2010, I don't know because I wasn't privy to it, but was the natural deodorant movement, like, popping off?
No, but it needed to. Like, it was right at that moment when people were, you know, starting to realize, hey, we need to pay attention to, you know, what we're using, and especially with deodorant. And so some of the bigger brands back then were, you know, like Tom's and Jason,
mm-hmm,
and Nature's Gate.
I've tried both of those.
Yeah, and so A lot of them, yeah. I agree. I mean, I personally had struggles with those, too, and I kind of had given up on natural deodorant.
Yeah, same.
I was like, I'll do natural shampoo, I'll do natural lotions, I'll do all this, but deodorant, eh. That's the one I'm not going to flex on because nothing's working.
Right.
And so I recognized that opportunity. You know, there was a huge need in the marketplace for something like this. And not only the effectiveness, but also the fragrances. Like, Schmidt's came in with, like, these really amazing, like, unique scents that were just lacking.
What? Okay, so, like, you remember how everybody used to collect Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
And there was the original six? Like, Patty the Platypus?
I don't remember the original six.
Oh, well, come on. I'm
a
millennial.
My dad had all of them for some reason.
Oh, that's, yeah. You know, it transcended all... all ages. So what were the original Schmidt's scents? Like, your original six, like Patty the Platypus.
My Patty the Platypus was probably the Cedarwood. So I started with just Cedarwood. Right now it's Cedarwood Juniper. We added a little flair. But I loved cedar so much, and I wanted just that woodsy scent that made sense in Portland, right?
Yep.
And then also an unscented. We had to have that option for people. So those were the two that kicked it off. But then I was like, I love fragrances, and I just saw so much opportunity. And that's when your friend Lang & Lang Calendula came in.
I'm telling you.
And that today is my fave. Yeah, it's so good.
We're going to talk about, like, scent pairings and how, because that's, I don't even know what a ylang-ylang, I'm assuming it's a flower.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. How would you know? Well, how would you be like, you know what would be a great note? Ylang-ylang.
Right.
Like, how, I don't know. You're a goddamn social worker. How did you know that? I don't know.
Yeah, and I had no background in, like, perfumery or, you know, all that, whatever, scent pairing. But I honestly just bought a crap load of oils and said, let's figure out what smells good together. And then a big part of that, too, was how they sound together. So, like, a ylang-ylang calendula just sounds beautiful, right?
It does.
Cedarwood, juniper. So that was a huge part of it for me. Because you can throw a couple oils together and, like, man, it might smell good, but it needs to sound eloquent and make sense.
It worked, because when I went into Lassen's, there were, first of all, when I got there after I saw Jenny's Instagram, there was only ylang-ylang was the only one that was left. And I went up to them and I was like, I'm looking for Schmidt's. It comes in a little glass jar. And I didn't even finish. And she goes, we're all sold out except for this one. Like, the bergamot lime was sold out. The unscented was sold out. And I was just like, because I was like, lime, that sounds really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going back and getting the lime later because it was there.
Yeah.
Because she was like, it's always sold out. It's always sold out.
That one is crazy, crazy popular. So I started with, you know, the cedar, juniper, ylang-ylang calendula. And then I needed scents that were a bit more tangible, I think, and recognizable to, you know, the general masses.
Yeah.
But I had this promise to myself, like, no lavender. I'm not making any lavender deodorant because everybody else was. And
yeah.
It was so overdone, in my opinion. But that is the scent that people were asking
people
for.
People love it, so baby.
It made sense. And I thought, if I throw a little sage in there, we can, you know, make it a little more interesting. And that became a top seller. The bergamot lime, yeah, huge response to that one. It's just fresh and fun and, yeah. Citrusy armpits. We get a lot of, you know, people saying this smells like Jolly Ranchers or a margarita.
Yep. Somebody on my Facebook group said it smelled like Skittles.
Yes, I've
the
heard
lime.
Skittles.
And
yeah.
I was like, I mean, is there something better for your armpits to smell like? I don't think so.
Skittle,
you know,
pits.
I'm telling you, Skittle pits.
Right.
That's what people used to call me in middle school.
Skittle pits.
That's what I was bullied with.
Just kidding. That is a great name. But those were the OG fragrances, and those came in the jars, and then the stick came a few years in.
Yeah.
Another thing that I was like, nope, we're not doing a stick. It's going to be all jars. It needs to be different. It needs to be recyclable and reusable. And but then, of course, we were cutting off a huge percentage of our customer base by not putting it in a stick.
Yeah.
Part of it, too, I was like afraid to formulate it because I had tried and it was not easy. You can't just dump the jar formula into a stick and call it a day.
Right.
You know, I had to, like, incorporate all these other ingredients and perfect the ratios and make it where it had enough glide without using, you know, the crappy ingredients like propylene glycol. So that was a challenge, but I knew I had to do it.
Yeah, because Schmidt's does have a different texture than some other deodorants.
Yeah, it's not the greasy, slippery.
Yeah, because I was not a fan of the jar, and I'm like, try to be green, and I hate plastic, but I did find it inconvenient to my lifestyle.
It can be annoying. You have to, like, take the time to, you know, get a little bit in your finger, soften it. But
I mean,
some people have grown to love and appreciate that.
I should, because, again, I hate plastic.
Yeah.
But damn, I love that stick.
Good.
Yeah. I love that stick. You know, I should go back to the jar because they're so cute. And you can reuse them. I have two creams and, like, a lotion in my Schmidt's original jars.
Nice.
I still have them because they're so cute.
Yeah. And you know about our recycling club?
I saw it on the website.
Yeah, so you send back 5 empty jars and you get a free one. So that's,
oh!
There's some incentive for you too.
Attention hoarders! Attention all hoarders out there! Not bad! That That's so great. Yeah. Y'all's website, I must say, whoever's running the Schmitz website out there, hello, I see you and I appreciate you. That website is fantastic. There's so many resources on there.
Yeah.
There's a great FAQ section out there, everybody, if you want some further reading materials. There's all kinds of guides and how to do this. Why is this this way? And one thing that I was going to have you talk about was there's an ultimate guide to putting on deodorant, which... Because I feel like y'all get, and I asked the listeners for questions, and man, did they go to town.
Nice.
We got questions out the walls. But a lot of people ask the same questions. So there's a lot of concerns. There's a lot of questions. So would you mind just, if you know, I'm sure you do, walking us through the how to put on deodorant guide?
Isn't that funny?
You'd think it would be simple.
It was simple back in the day when you had, you know, two choices in deodorants and you take off the cap, throw it on. But, you know, even then, like, people may have been over-applying or, you know, not putting it on at the right time of day or whatever. For Schmitz, you know, it's a little bit more specific. Like, as you said, you don't get that, like, slip that you're used to with all these other conventional brands. So ours is a little more condensed. It's has a matte finish. And so you need to let it warm up on contact with body heat. If you get it in the cold, it's just going to feel hard.
Right.
You have to let it sit in the underarm for, you know, maybe 3-4 seconds to let it soften. And then once it softens, then you get, like, the nice glide. And then the key to don't put too much on. People think they have to just lather it on for the ultimate protection. But
I think
don't.
I put too much on if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and that can cause problems. I mean, that can lead to irritation. That can stain your clothes, this and that. So you just got to be mindful of like how much you're using.
Yeah, I feel like I put a pretty good layer on.
Yeah.
But I just love the smell.
I know, right? I just want to keep going.
Yeah, because I use jasmine green tea.
Nice.
That's my one I'm using right now.
Yeah.
The sensitive.
Well, if you like the scent, we might have some announcements in the near future where you can really cover yourself.
I really like geranium flower as well.
Me too.
I should just, like, quiz you on all the scents because
Well, you're talking about the sensitive skin line, too. So that's a whole other, you know, formula that came a couple years ago. And that product line is made using magnesium, which is an awesome ingredient for odor control. And it gives you that really smooth texture that you're going to find with that sensitive skin line. So those fragrances you named, like the jasmine and the geranium, those are all from that line. They're not the OG original Beanie Babies. Those guys came
right.
From.
These are more like the
what came after the Beanie Babies?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm revealing that I really don't know that much about Beanie Babies. I just had a few that I really liked.
Yeah,
like I love ducks. So Patty was a natural fit for me. Anyway, I still have the original with the tag. That's fine. They're not worth anything anymore.
You know what? I have Garbage Pail Kids.
Yep.
I got
the cards.
Whole collection.
Ooh.
I've never given those
up. Have you ever Googled to see what that's worth? Because I'm very curious.
I know. I need to.
Well, I think you're doing all right, though. Don't think you have to worry
about it. I'll save them for a rainy day.
Right, right. Yeah. Put them in the safety deposit box. Maybe your son someday can sell them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's so many. Okay, so yeah, sensitive stick formula. I just was drawn to the names of the scents. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the fact that they were sensitive. I don't consider myself a sensitive person. I mean, my emotions are, but like physically I'm not.
Yeah.
But coconut, pineapple, honey. We got tea tree, classic, geranium. So tell me about geranium flower, only because I love it.
Yeah.
So what are the scents in that?
That one's straight up geranium.
Okay.
Essential oils. Some of the other fragrances, we'd combine like different plant isolates to achieve the fragrance. But the geranium is just 100% straight up geranium oil. It's so good, right?
I don't even know what a geranium looks like.
Yeah.
Are they cute?
Yeah, Google it. There's different colors too. The most popular is like that kind of orangey, pinky, like you'll see on our label.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
I've seen those around.
Yeah, they're so pretty. And I think it's a pretty unique scent. Like, I think it's
kind
of intense, right? It's not like a delicate floral that's like soft and pretty. It's more like in your face.
I mean, I don't know what happened. I just became like a kooky floral lady at one point. Because I think the jasmine is my favorite smell.
It's so good.
Like, have you ever met Michelle Ranavat?
No.
She made Ranavat Botanics. It's like another indie beauty brand, and she was just in here. She makes his jasmine toner.
Okay.
And I just want to spray it on my life. I just want to spray it. And that with my jasmine tea, Schmitz, I'm like, I'm a jasmine lady.
Yeah.
And I'm into it.
I totally agree. We're moving into a new house. We're actually signing on Monday. Woo! But there's jasmine trees right outside the front door, and it's like the greatest way to like enter your home.
You can pick them and make your deodorant with
them.
Yeah, yeah. Not bad, baby.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So, why natural?
Yes.
Why should we?
It's the way of the future.
Why should we be buying natural, quote unquote, natural? And what does that mean?
Exactly. That is a great question. And it's one that can be abused and thrown around and misinterpreted. But it's, you know, our philosophy has always been, if you have something that is clean and it doesn't have the concerning ingredients sitting next to something that's conventional, maybe it works, but it's potentially hazardous to your health, why not choose the first option, right?
Right.
It's just an obvious choice. Why risk your health? And we don't use scare tactics. We never have. We don't say if you use, you know, X brand, you're going to die or you're going to have cancers in your future. But it's like those studies are out there and they exist. And so why risk it, right? When you have something that performs just as well and you feel good about, especially when you get the good fragrances and you get the beautiful packaging and stuff. It's just like it's all around just makes sense.
So what does natural mean, baby?
Natural, baby.
In this context.
Right. You know, the most general or, I guess, basic description for it would just be, you know, of the earth, right? From the earth. And trying to avoid those synthetic ingredients and just the, you know, the things that are processed in a lab. And, you know, but you can still, there's fine lines, right? There's gray areas and it's a very personal thing to every brand, I think. And I think what's going to be important for brands going forward is being able to define what that does mean for you as a brand, especially as you go mass, you know, mainstream. It's like being able to keep up with the customer demand and having access to ingredients that are not going to, you know, go out of stock and that they're plentiful. And it's a challenge, but it's a fun one. And it's something that I think Schmitz handles really well.
All about. Yeah. There's a lot of women that work for you, right?
Yeah.
It's not all women.
No, we have some dudes in there. But yeah.
I met a ton of them at Indie Beauty Expo, and it was so, I was just like, oh, look at all these ladies representing.
They're amazing. You probably met our brand team. We've got Allison.
Whoever runs the
Jillian.
Twitter.
Yes, we got Johanna and Hannah. They are a good group, and they're so passionate and fun. And
if you could sum it up in the, like, in just the easiest palatable way, what's the difference between Schmitz Naturals deodorant versus, like, the antiperspirant at the drugstore that everyone's used to wearing and buying? Like, what would be, like, how would you describe the difference to people?
The biggest difference that's more in your face is just that Schmitz is made without aluminum, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, aluminum is a thing that prevents you from sweating. So it'll literally block your pores to stop the wetness, which is
it'll
scary.
It'll swell them shut.
Yes. Yeah. And with Schmitz, you know, your body is still perspiring, which is good. You need, you know, it's a healthy process. But once you do sweat, we have powders in the formula that'll help absorb that moisture. So I think that's the key, you know, difference for somebody who really is trying to understand, you know,
there
why
you
not
go.
Antiperspirant. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I think it's time to get into the listener questions.
Ooh.
And can I just tell you, I was thinking, oh, we might get a few. This might be the one of the most questions I receive. You're right up there with Jonathan Van Ness.
Yeah.
With, like, how many questions I got.
I love
so
it.
I'm so grateful. Thank you for everybody who submitted questions. And like I said earlier, a lot of people ask the same questions. So I randomly picked a few.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say, hopefully we answer everybody's questions.
And let me say real quick on that. If you don't get to one of your questions, you need an answer, I would love to chat. So you guys can message me. We'll throw out my Instagram handle at the end.
Yep.
And I'm happy to answer those questions that get missed.
Yeah. And also, like I said, if anyone out there is really interested in researching, go to the SchmitzNaturals.com. The FAQ section is so thorough and thoughtful.
We also have The Natural. Have you heard of that? That's our editorial platform.
Yes.
Which is a spinoff of Schmitz. And so that is an amazing resource as well.
Very cool. So there we go. We want everybody to get educated. We want everybody to have their questions answered. So thank you for everybody for the questions. So let's start with this question from Rebecca in Ohio. Hi, Jackie and Jamie. Love y'all. I'm ready to switch to natural deodorant finally, and I'm stocked up on Schmitz. But I'm so nervous that detoxing will make me smell awful. Is there any way to detox without stanking?
Ooh, good question.
Rebecca in Ohio. We got a lot of questions about the famous detox.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the detox doesn't happen to everybody, right?
Interesting.
Some people can switch. So let's take my dad as an example. You know, a man who just turned 70. Happy birthday, Dad. But he had been using antiperspirants his entire life, you know, like the Arid spray thing. He uses Schmitz, and he, which is so funny. I love it.
And it's his last name.
It's his last name.
When he goes to the store to buy it, is he like, this is my daughter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He hangs out in the aisles.
That's what my dad would do, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some stories about that. But so when he switched over, he didn't have the transition phase.
Interesting.
Or that detox phase. He just switched from, you know, years of antiperspirant to Schmitz. And
yeah.
Zero issues. So it's not, you know, a guaranteed thing. Like you're not everybody's going to have this crazy response. But some things that can happen, you know, with this detox, these are all, you know, philosophies too. Like it's a philosophy that this detox even happens. But let's assume it happens to you. So some things that could occur are excessive sweating.
Yeah.
Like your body's
that
just like pouring out.
I had a nightmare with it. That's why I gave it up for a while. I was like, I can't deal with this after. I can't be stinky.
No, it's scary and you don't want to deal with it. You have to have the patience and you have to like lock yourself in the house for a week, right? And so that's not going
to
happen.
You have to, go up to a cabin by yourself.
Let yourself pour out.
Yes.
But I think, you know, there's this idea that your pores have been blocked for so long. That once they're releasing, then it's just, it's like waterfalls.
Right.
Like you're unplugged and you're just here.
Help me! Help me!
Exactly. So that can happen. Some people can have like extra stink,
honey,
like really crazy, funky smell. You had that. Yeah.
Mood, current mood, all of me.
Yeah.
It was so bad. That's why I thought Schmitz didn't work.
Yeah. You're
I was like, this,
screw
I
this.
Reek. I'm sweating like a dang. I'm not going to say what my mom says.
What?
A orange shirt.
Oh, my God.
Cutting that. That's slut shaming, and we're not here for that.
Right.
Just sweating like a damn mess.
Yeah.
So
that can happen. And then there's also irritation. Like some people's bodies may break out and like in various forms. Like you might get some itchiness or you could get some redness or maybe some even like kind of skin peeling type situation. So these things can happen, but I don't want it to scare people. I think some tips for, you know, easing in and dealing with these, you know, potential responses is take it slowly. So don't like just stop using your existing deodorant and go 100% in on
That's
something
what I
natural.
Did. Why weren't you here, Jamie?
Yeah,
where
see,
were you?
You needed me.
I should have tweeted you.
Take it, maybe go, you know, 3 days of your usual deodorant and then try, you know, Schmitz or whatever natural deodorant you're using for a day and then just kind of see how your body responds. And then it allows your body to adjust slowly, you know, and to make sense of like what is happening. That's probably the number one tip, honestly. Or maybe, you know, start very tiny amounts or even just go a week without anything. You know, let your body kind of like do its thing. And then you're starting with this whole clean slate.
Have you heard of people doing that, the Aztec clay under their armpits?
Yes, there's this whole armpit detox mask thing happening, too. And I've never personally tried it. You know, I don't need to. But I am curious to hear about people's, you know, experiences with that.
I feel like I did it once because my friend, like, DM'd it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I love Aztec clay, sure. But it was too tedious. Like, I was, like, watching TV with my arms up in the air. And if you want to know a stink, that mask stinks.
What does it smell like?
The apple cider vinegar mixed with this clay.
Yeah.
It just smells like a salad that's been sitting out. And I'm like, I'm trying to not stink, but I stink
and
right
now. And your puppy's in there licking the
I'm telling
the
you,
mask.
It was just very awkward. So if anybody out there does it, let us know.
Yeah.
Tweet us and tell us.
I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, because that clay doesn't play.
Right.
But it was not for
but
me.
But it's a thing, right? Like, that... It just shows that, like, this whole armpit detox thing is it's real, you know?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There were a lot of questions about people had irritated armpits from natural deodorant. And is there any tips to avoid sensitivity?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like you said, start slow, but...
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the, you know, don't apply too much.
Mm-hmm.
Find that formula or that fragrance even that works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about Schmitz is our return policy is incredibly generous. You know, we'll replace something if it's not working for you or you just don't like the scent. We're like, okay, here's something else. Like, try this. And we'll work with you to find the best match, you know, for your body. We'll dig into your history. Like, what have you been using? And, how, you know, just to really find, like, that deodorant that's going to work for you. And so don't be afraid to like tap into those resources, you know, and or embarrassed or shy or just figure it out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I think shout out to all my honeys out there. We love a good return policy.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about,
right?
Is finding a brand and then keep buying them forever once you're happy.
And we
so.
Want you happy. Like, why would we be like, screw you, see ya, you know?
Right. Which some people are.
Yeah.
Some companies are treat you like that.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. Yeah. We don't like that. Bye. You're not welcome here. All right, excellent. Let's get to the next question. I feel like this kind of goes in with this. Question for Jamie Schmidt. My natural deodorant makes my armpits discolored and way darker than normal. Has this happened to you? Do you know of any natural deodorants that don't do this? Jaleesa in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Jaleesi. I want to say Jaleesi. Hi, cute name.
I like that name.
Yeah, see, again, I feel like I don't want to, you know, this is some crazy shit can go down when you're changing shit up.
And armpits in general are like the most sensitive area of your body. I mean, you've got like really thin skin, you have tightly wound nerves, and it's just an area that doesn't see sunlight, right? So like that is probably the most sensitive area of your body. And it's tucked away. And like it's,
right.
The underarm discoloration is a thing too. And it's like, there's a couple solutions around it, and the cause can be unknown. Like, it's basically like your body is reacting to one of the ingredients that's in the deodorant, but oftentimes it is a sign that you might need to exfoliate.
Interesting.
I've seen some success with that, so maybe it's going in there with a washcloth or a gentle exfoliator, just like getting rid of the dead skin cells.
I feel like I never...
You don't
exfoliate my armpits.
Yeah, you don't
I'm like
think
sitting
to.
Here being like, have I ever in my life? And I'm... You know, I take care of my damn stuff.
Yeah.
Rebecca, have you ever scrubbed your armpits? you, Brandon? He's like, yeah, I do it all the time.
Armpit scrubbing party.
I've never scrubbed my armpits with a damn scrub, ever.
See?
You just changed my life.
Look at that.
Yeah, Rebecca shook. Rebecca is straight up shook in here.
Don't go too crazy with like a really huge salt, but maybe like a little sugar mixed with an oil or even... just think about, like, what you'd use on your face, like a gentle exfoliator, and just try that.
Why haven't I done that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So there's that. And then, you know what's crazy that I've heard works with the darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Is potatoes. You slice a potato, and you rub it under your arms, and then the skin discoloration goes away. And that is insane. I've never, like, heard anybody personally attest to it, but I've read about it working. So,
you know, I feel like a potato is sort of like a deodorant stick,
mm-hmm.
don't you think?
The shape of it.
Yeah. I feel like it naturally would kind of go in that round curve of your arm really nice. I feel like that would be really nice.
So that's a fun tip. And then, you know, just obviously checking with your dermatologist, too. Like, there could be something else going on or just, like, they might have a tip that we don't know.
I kind of want to show you how beautiful my armpits are.
I want to see.
I'm really... So I am a pale woman with... dark, dark body hair, if we're being honest, because my real hair color is dark brown. Mm-hmm. So I used to have to shave my armpits all the time. And even after I shaved them, dark hair underneath the skin, you could see it.
Yeah.
Like a man with his 5 o'clock shadow, like my dad. But check this out, baby.
Oh, my.
Is that the most beautiful
that
armpit?
That is a nice-looking pit.
I've had
it really
laser
is. I've seen a lot of armpits.
I've had 11 laser hair removal sessions,
really?
So that's why. But, like, I got my Schmitz on. See, did I put too much? Can you see it?
No, it looks perfect.
I just think my armpits are, like, sexy
you
now.
You should be proud of those
I
armpits.
Feel like growing up, there's, like, this funny deodorant commercial where the woman, like, dances and sniffs herself.
Yeah.
Like, slyly. I never am concerned anymore about having my arms up.
That's awesome.
Especially for, like, acting. I've been on sets where I've seen A-list huge famous stars hold up their armpits on set, and the makeup artist would cover their armpits with makeup because you can see the redness,
mm-hmm.
The shaving irritation, the hair growing, whatever. I mean, am I like a Victoria's Secret model?
Something's going on.
Nobody needs to Photoshop my fucking armpit, honey.
They really are beautiful.
Facetune, you don't need that.
My advice is any photo op where you can have your arms up, take it.
But I'm so confident now.
Yeah, you should be.
Laser hair removal is great.
So 11 treatments?
Yeah, it took me a lot.
Is that typical? Like what?
I think 10 is, 8 to 10 is probably.
But
I had, for like 2 years... I had no hair, but like three or like they start coming back a little bit. And I just recently got a touch up.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me 2 years to need a touch up. Now I'm doing everything out. I'm doing my legs.
Yeah.
My pussy.
Hi, Mom.
I'm like a new woman. I love it. I love it. My armpit's sexy.
Are you set for life or do you have to go back?
I think you have to touch them up every couple of years. But I will also say it's very sexy to have hair, too.
Yeah.
It's whatever makes you feel sexy.
Yes.
And shaving can be annoying sometimes. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I hadn't got laser, I might rock a moment or rock a hair because I think that's a sexy look too.
I can't grow, like I'll grow a little bit of hair on my legs and armpits, but it like won't go past a certain point. So it's like even if I wanted to rock the hairy look, like it just it doesn't look right.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite.
I'm like a man with a patchy beard kind of.
I've tested the waters and let's just say that my hair will grow, honey. My hair will grow, okay? And I'm proud of that. You know, we have to be proud of the little accomplishments accomplishments in our lives. I can grow a hair, baby. Not on my head, not on my brows, but everywhere else, girl, I got you. Okay, so excellent. That's a great answer to that question. Okay, here's a great one that I'm very excited about. Cue for Jamie Schmidt. One, how do you get the lavender deodorant smell so perfect?
Ooh.
And two, what are some new scents coming out for the deodorant? I'm newly obsessed as of 3 months ago. It's the only brand of natural deodorant that works for me. Angie in L.A., baby.
Oh, hi, Angie. I'm in L.A. right now.
Yes. Thanks for coming to visit. Are you here for work?
A few things. I got a couple podcasts. I'm going to the Girl Boss Rally on Saturday.
Yes.
And then I'm going to spend some time after this going to a couple of boutiques that I want to hit up.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that. I don't want to invite myself. I'll see you later. I'm just kidding. So,
the lavender.
We already talked about it a little bit.
Well, there's different qualities of lavender, right? You can say my product is lavender, but it could smell like a million different things. And so it's finding the right oil, the right harvest, like knowing your suppliers, knowing that it is actually like a pure lavender oil. That's huge. That's step one.
Do you know where your lavender comes from?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, there's lavender fields in Bulgaria are very common. And but it's like, even then, the harvest can be different. You got to find the supplier that you know is like distilling it the right way and is not adding anything weird.
Isn't that so interesting that there are farmers in Bulgaria farming flowers that end up in our damn armpit? Like, when you really think about, this is something that everybody should think about. Like, where are things coming from that you use? It's so convenient. Yeah. We don't think about it. We just pick up our cup and we drink. Who made the cup?
Right.
Where do the ingredients come from? It's very interesting. And it's very cool when it's artisan.
And it's not always something you can keep, you know, domestic either. Like, we have to go out and, you know, tap into these fields elsewhere. But the crazy thing about essential oils is that you need so much plant material to make, like, the tiniest bottle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking pounds and pounds and pounds of lavender flowers. If you YouTube or Google on YouTube the essential oil distillation, you'll see the amazing amount of material that goes in, and then it'll yield like this tiny little bottle. And so the reason prices can be different with the oils is that, like, rose, for example, you need so much flower to make this bottle, and so a lot of times the pricing will depend on how much plant material is used. You know,
Why are roses so GD expensive?
That's part of it. Yeah. I mean, well, roses themselves, yeah, maybe they're hard to come by.
I don't know, because part of me has always felt that it's like just the flower industry, it's sort of like with diamonds. Like, diamonds are just a damn rock.
Right.
It's like, why are they so expensive? Because the jeweler company decided that they're going to make something, and then we all, you know, it's like, why are roses so expensive? Yeah. But, like, you know, baby's breath isn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know, like, the supply of roses and how abundant it is, but that's something that I want to know. And, you know, we'll find out.
Well, because y'all's, is it vanilla rose?
Yes, so we have a rose vanilla.
Rose
so that
vanilla.
Is one of our favorite scents, and that one came about because our customers had given us all this feedback. We did a quiz, like, through a newsletter and social media where we asked, what scent do you guys want to see from Schmidt's? And then the top two responses were rose and vanilla, and so we threw them together.
What
and
a said, good idea!
Yeah, and it's been very popular. Yeah, it's one of my personal favorites, and it's our customers are loving it.
What are you wearing
right now? The soap is good, too. I'm wearing the rose vanilla right now. I am.
I love vanilla. It's always, if it's an option, I get it, like in a scent.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. I don't have rose vanilla. I should probably maybe pick that one up next.
Oh, yeah, we'll hook you up. But there's the soap, too. Have you used Schmidt's bar soap?
Honey, have I ever.
Yeah.
Have I? I have the Lang Ylang.
Okay, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
And then the rose vanilla probably comes right after that.
It has, I want you to tell us what's in it. Because it has a little grit to
it. It's the apricot seed.
It makes you feel so clean.
I know.
I'm telling you, I scrub my whole body with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my favorite. It smells amazing. The color is beautiful. And that yellow comes from turmeric. So it's not a fake color. It's literally like turmeric, which is awesome.
I love that soap.
Yeah.
It makes cleaning fun.
It does.
I know it sounds dumb, but I hate showering. I don't do it very often. Mm-hmm. I'm like the girl. My husband makes fun of me all the time. My sister, shout out to my sister. She knows. My cousin and I would have contests to see how long we could go without showering. Like, I hate showering. It's tedious and annoying to me. But I like scrubbing myself with the Schmidt soap. It's so fun. It feels so good. It, like, I feel like it makes my whole body, like, not itch. Not that I'm itchy, but, like, just that little grit on there.
Yeah, and it's a sensory experience. Like, it literally is, like, just so pleasant.
I love this.
You can use that on your face, too. Like, my stylist, he's a product junkie. Like, he knows all the big, you know, brands and tries everything, natural and not. But he has found that Schmidt's Ling Ling Cleanser soap for his face has been, like, a lifesaver. It's cleared up his acne. It's made his skin really smooth. And
I feel like I cleaned my Diva Cup with it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Diva Cup's a whole other episode.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I haven't done a Diva Cup episode, actually. So can you give us a little teaser of some upcoming. Ooh, I know, like, I feel like I would log on to Instagram and I follow Schmitz Naturals. Yeah. And every day, there were, for a while, earlier this year, there was like a new toothpaste flavor.
Yeah.
And every single one of them is like my heart. My heartstrings are like, I've had all of them. We had vanilla chai. I have winter mint right now.
Nice.
I haven't gotten the jasmine one yet, which is crazy. Like I said, I'm a crazy jasmine lady. But they kept coming out. And I'm like, my mouth can't keep up with these releases.
It's so hard not to just throw out so many fragrances and so many flavors.
Right.
Like that, and that's where my passion is like developing, you know, these scents and these tastes. And yeah, so we have to, you know, be strategic and not do it all at once. But we have so many other ideas of fragrances. We know that our customers will go crazy. It's become like a collector's item.
I'm telling you, you want to try them.
Yeah, and so we have customers who are like, oh, I just bought the new, you know, Schmitz Coconut Pineapple, but now you come out with this other one, and I'll have to try that. And so they keep them all in their bathroom, and it's great because you have some variety. And,
every day you can be like, okay, maybe I'm going on a first date. I want to feel a little tropical today,
maybe,
or whatever.
And the shelf life is so long that it's okay to have a million, you know?
Right. Oh, what's the shelf life?
A couple years, you know, like, you're good.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, have a couple Schmitz and they'll last forever. But yes, we have more stuff. I mean, we can't say exactly what's coming, but if you think about the bathroom and, you know, other opportunities where Schmitz could fill your need.
Maybe I'll make you tell me off the mic, okay? I'll sign some NDAs. I'm curious, baby. Well, yeah, so when did the soap launch?
So, probably about 8 months ago.
Okay,
maybe? So like fall of 2017, I guess.
And then summer. The toothpaste.
Yeah, which, that came shortly after.
So, I'm so curious.
Yeah.
I feel like what, you as a founder of the company, like what were you like, all right, what's next? Or did it come from feedback?
When
like
it
we want
started,
a toothpaste.
Like, there was a time when I was like, Schmitz is a deodorant company and that is it. That is what we do and we do it well and that's it. But our customers wanted more. I mean, they were continuously asking us, like, what else can you make? We want toothpaste. We want soap. And how can we turn that down, right?
Right.
And so the next logical step for us was the bar soap because we were able to transfer all our amazing fragrances into soap form. You know, so we have that the OG lineup of deodorant in the sense, you know, in the bar soap sense. So that was a nice logical extension. Our customers went crazy for that. And then the toothpaste was a big move for us. I mean, I think we surprised people and we surprised ourselves, you know, like, but we wanted something that stood out in the market. We just feel like toothpaste was so boring.
It stands out.
Yeah.
I've tried every natural toothpaste, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the scents, the flavors, if you will, no one compares.
And we've got the vitamins there. And you know, there's just added ingredients that a lot of toothpastes don't have. And so we wanted to get customers excited about oral care. And so the toothpaste has been a huge success.
Vanilla chai, baby.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's a goodie.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It really does taste just like my tea.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like, I drink my, you know, I'm like, oh, what? Am I in the bathroom or am I in a damn coffee shop in Paris? I don't know, baby, and I don't care. Wee-wee.
And your husband uses the charcoal toothpaste, right?
Yes.
Someone told me that.
Yeah, we got them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three to try, and I have the coconut lime that I haven't opened yet because I'm trying to get through them.
Yeah.
You know?
Tear them all open.
I know, I really should.
Yeah.
Well, we have a tiny little bathroom, so I'm conserving, and Adam will kill me if there's like, I mean, he won't kill me, but Adam is putting up with my amoeba of products growing, and I feel like he'd be like, hey, excuse me, why are there 7 toothpaste open? You know, so we open one and we share it and then it goes away and then we open the next one.
That's cool. We'll get you a cabinet devoted just to Schmitz products.
I mean, pretty much that's what's happening naturally, so great. Let me see what is next on here. So Jamie wouldn't tell us. That's fine. I completely get it.
She'll be the first to know and you'll have samples in
hand. Well, listen, I will. I see the tweets. I see the launches and I get very excited. Like I probably audibly gasp aloud.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, a jasmine.
Well, this summer something's coming that'll make you happy.
Okay, wait. What's the jasmine toothpaste?
Jasmine spearmint.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a crazy combo.
Yeah, it's so pretty too with the pink. the tube. Yeah. That's
okay.
My favorite.
I need to get that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna happen next. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, let me read this one. I feel like, again, you've kind of covered this. We'll see if it makes the cut. Okay. Hi, Jackie and Jamie. Huge Natch Butte fan. I'm so excited for the opportunity to ask this question. I started having super embarrassing pit sweat when I was in 6th or 7th grade. It was horrible. I couldn't lift my arms without feeling self-conscious. I really think it played a part in how I tend to recoil when I feel attention turn my way. It's my understanding that all natural deodorants address just that odor. But is there anything us pit sweaters can do other than itchy treatments or Botox? I'm asking on behalf of anyone with teenagers in their lives, because as a new cool aunt, quote unquote, who has lived through this, I feel like I need to provide insight and maybe a solution here. I've done a few prescription grade antiperspirants and they itch like a mother. Thank you so much, Nikki in NYC. So yeah, we talked a little bit about the sweat. Because for me, I used Secret Platinum all through all through middle, high school, college, adulthood, and I never sweat at all. Right. None. And I was like, oh, I don't sweat. But then I realized, oh, I do sweat when I went off of it. But now I barely sweat again. Mm-hmm. So I adjust it. But there are people out there, my best friend Catherine, shout out, she sweats. We're just sweaty people.
Right. And everybody's so different, right?
Right.
There is not one answer for everybody. And so with Schmitz, you know, one of our goals was to help with the wetness. Like we never claim to be an antiperspirant. We don't claim to block your pores and stop sweat. But what we do help with is once you've sweat, the formula is there to help keep you, you know, feeling dry. So you're not – there's just like a nice matte finish with the powders and the butters that'll just sort of help kind of absorb.
Yeah.
And we've had customers who have told us this is the one product that has helped with the wetness and of course, the odor. And, yeah, it's pretty amazing the testimonials we get. I mean, you can hear from your friend there that, like, it's affected her life, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she – when the tension's on her, she recoils.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so, like, that just shows how, like, it's such a big deal it is to be dealing with these underarm issues.
I'm telling you.
Seeing, you know, us help customers resolve these challenges in their lives is, like, the most rewarding thing ever.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And we've had customers who have written in and just say, you know, we've changed their lives. And it's just never, like, when I started the business, like, I didn't understand, like, that magnitude. Like, I knew I was, you know, helping make changes in the industry and, like, offering an amazing product, but when I really realized the impact is when I was hearing from these customers who were saying, like, this has changed my life.
That's the same with Natch Butte.
Mm-hmm.
Natch Butte was just kind of something fun to do, and I get emails every day that are like, I'm going through a rough time. I forgot to take care of myself. You reminded me or whatever. So we love feedback,
isn't
everybody.
It the best? Yeah. Yes. And even as we grow and get bigger, like we still love it and need it. And like, it's just what drives us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck out there to my sweaty friend, Nikki. Good luck. Trial and error. And
I think trial and error is
like
a big
diet,
one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen.
Diet's huge, especially with odor. Like if you're noticing a funky smell coming out of nowhere, like think about what you've been eating. Like maybe there's something different going on. Drinking enough water is huge. You know, I know some people who don't use deodorant at all because their diet is like so perfect. You know, it's all plant-based and they're drinking tons of water and getting exercise and whatnot.
Man, that must be nice. Yeah. Must be nice to be an alien. Okay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a great question. This is from Emily in Portland.
Woo!
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. I was so excited when I realized that Schmitz was a local brand for me here in Portland. I am obsessed with the bar soap and dabble in the deodorant as well. I know the top. Okay. So she wants to talk about Schmitz being acquired by Unilever.
Yeah.
So she says, I liked what I read about Jamie saying that she saw this as an opportunity to make natural products more accessible. My question is, what were the things that were the most important to her to preserve Schmitz as a company when acquired by a larger company, especially Unilever, which distributes all types of products, not just natural ones? I'm really curious what that conversation was like and how smaller or indie companies are able to prioritize and negotiate what parts of their mission or product development are critical to maintain in order to agree to a deal. Jackie, come visit me and Jamie in Portland sometime. So, I thought that was an interesting question because Schmitz was, did you sell the company? Tell us! How does this work?
I appreciate this question.
How this works? Yeah.
So, yeah, Schmitz was acquired by Unilever just this past January.
Yeah.
Huge move for us.
Did you, like, put a for sale sign in the front yard? Like, how does this happen? You know what I mean? Like, as a brand owner, I feel like the ultimate goal usually is, you know, we want to expand.
Right.
We want to sell. I don't know.
No, yeah, I mean, we had no Craigslist ads.
Right. You didn't hire a realtor.
The brands that, you know, Unilever was managing or that owns, they were seeing our sales and how they were impacting these other brands on the shelf, right? Like when we launched in Target, for example, they could see us taking a healthy portion of profits from some of their other
brands.
That's great. And so I think they realized, like, to compete with us, they needed us.
Yeah.
And they also understood that, you know, the future of the industry is cleaner, healthier, like better options for consumers. And it's so amazing to be at the forefront of this and to be one of these first indie brands that was acquired by a huge company like Unilever. And that was the most rewarding part of this whole thing.
It's right.
Like, this is a sign that times are changing.
That's what I'm saying, because I feel like I say this on Attribute all the time. Mm-hmm. We're cogs in the machine. We buy the deodorant on the shelf that's at our drugstore because it's just what we see the ads for.
Right.
It's what is there. And we grab it and we put it on and we don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Schmitz is now in these stores as an option is already changing the game.
Yeah.
So, to
answer your listeners' question a little bit more, with Unilever, you know, they understood the value of the brand. Like, their goal was not to come in and shake things up and, like, change things, because we were doing something right.
Right.
You know, not just in our product development, but also in our branding and our marketing and our connection to our consumers. And they had no plans at all to come in and change that. And so that part of Schmitz lives on, and it always will. And that's the most amazing part, you know, is that we're still driving this, you know, what made us successful.
Yeah, so you're still involved in the company. You didn't, like, just sell it off and, like, go to Tahiti or whatever. Yeah, like, I feel like most of the same team is in place.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And Schmitz will always be near and dear to my heart. I mean, my name's on it. It's my baby. I, like, grew this thing from the ground up. And, you know, my involvement has changed a bit, where I can control things from more of a grander level, I guess. I'm less involved in the day-to-day, like, nitty-gritty operations.
Oz.
Right.
Right.
I can see things, like, I can help develop the direction of the brand and help with, like, that's my favorite department is our brand team. And it's just, like, some of the things we're doing, and I love having a hand in that. The product development I also help with, like, the scent innovation is huge for me.
Yeah. I feel like that's where that's the sweet spot.
It is, for sure. And our team always looks to me like, can you smell this oil, or tell me what you think would go well with this? And, like, I really, you know, enjoy.
Is Schmitz kind of made in Portland?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It started in my kitchen, and we had moved, like, 4, 5, 6 times to, like, grow with the company. And so, you know, now there's, like, this,
It's just like on Shark Tank when they do those Where Are They Nows?
Yeah.
And they're like, we went from $10 in sales to $20 million in sales. And they show the big warehouse zoom out and whatever.
Yeah.
That's so neat. So will that change? Or is Schmitz, like, staying in Portland?
Schmitz will always, you know, have offices in Portland. Like, definitely, like, our brand team, our marketing department, product development is there. And we have this awesome office in downtown Portland in the Pearl District.
Can I come if I visit?
Yes. And we just expanded that office. And so it's beautiful. It gets a lot of natural light. It's just, it's amazing.
Very schmitzy.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, I hope that answered your question. So I have a question. Get back to me now.
Me. It's my pod. Me.
So I remember seeing on the Schmitz Instagram, or maybe it's your personal Instagram, that Schmitz was at Costco.
Yeah.
And then I keep seeing on my Facebook group, oh, I bought Schmitz at TJ Maxx. How does that happen?
Schmitz
is that real
everywhere.
Schmitz? Is it fake, you know,
it's real Schmitz.
Black market?
I think one thing that makes us unique is that we have never cut off any distribution channels, right? You'll get a lot of brands, especially indie brands, who might say, you know, I'll never sell here. I only want to sell here. And I think that's great, and I respect that approach. But with Schmitz, we wanted our product to be available to as many people as possible. We think everybody everywhere deserves access to these healthy products. And so, you know, that's been a really effective strategy for us. You will find us at TJ Maxx. You'll find us at Costco. But you're also going to find us at Whole Foods. And you're going to find us at the, you know, boutique and around the corner. Like, they're in mom and pop stores. Like, we're everywhere. And certain customers go to certain places to shop. And, you know, we can cater to all of those.
Okay, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I always wonder, like, how does that work? Does Costco call you up and make, like, a deal or whatever? Like, hey, we're going to sell your deode and this much shelf space in this many stores for X amount?
I watch
Shark Tank. I don't know if you can tell. I kind of know what I'm talking about.
There's some validity there.
Yeah.
But a lot of retailers have come to us. We've been really fortunate in the sense that we never had to do, like, a really hardcore, proactive, you know, sales pitch. Our product has gained momentum just through customer word of mouth.
It's pretty dope.
So people are jumping on board, like, oh, well, Target has it. Well, now we need it. And Yeah.
I mean, Target's a pretty big dog to really get some clout.
Yeah.
I mean, the Scrub Daddies in Target, so.
Yeah.
Scrub Daddies are my favorite. Yeah. I don't know. Again, Shark Tank. This is a Shark Tank thing. I love Scrub Daddies, damn it.
Is that a little kitchen scrub?
Yeah, they're a little smiley face sponge. Hmm. But they only were available at Bed Bath & Beyond for a long time, and then Lori Grenier got them in the Target.
Nice.
And now you can get them at Target! But you can't get them other places. They need to be everywhere like Schmidt's. You listen to me, Scrub Daddy. Y'all need to get your asses at Rite Aid. It would make my life easier. The grocery store would be nice. Anyway, listen. Okay, my couple questions. We're wrapping up here. I was wondering, like, what are some of your favorite, other than Schmidt's, brands, natural brands, products that, like, you use every day that you're obsessed with? Maybe you've met them through, like, you met some of the people behind the brands just through, like, your schmoozing of, you know, indie brands. We want to know, because y'all can't see Jamie, but she is cute, okay?
Aww.
First of all, I'm like, I don't want you to tell me your age, but, like, you look young as fuck.
Oh, my God, I'm old.
She looks incredible. She got a cute outfit on. Like, I mean, I need to know everything.
Aww.
Tell me everything.
I'm 40 years old.
No way! Because this whole time I was like, she's my age.
What's your
right?
age?
Are you shocked? I'm 33.
Uh-oh.
But, like, I was like, she has a kid. Her kid's 8. I was like, trying to do the math. I was like, did she have a kid really young? Like, I mean, guys, whatever she's doing, we need to be doing, damn it.
We also established that Jackie's dog is the same age as my son.
Yes.
And that they would have gone to school together if they were in the same city.
Yes. If Chooch was a human, they would be in school together. So.
Thank you for your kind words.
Listen, I tell it how it is, baby.
Yeah. No, I have to admit, I'm kind of a product whore. Like, I jump around.
Yeah.
I can't. It's hard for me to really stay devoted to one brand. And so, for me, it's, like, about the ingredients and just trying out new things. I get excited about, like, right now I'm kind of into, like, sea ingredients. And so I'm like, ooh, what are some brands I can try there? I do want to give one quick shout-out to a brand that's dear to my heart because we kind of started our brands at the same time, and we were in a lot of the same shows together in the early days, and that's Herbivore Botanicals in Seattle.
Honey, they're killing it.
Yeah.
They're
so
killing it.
I know
it.
The owners, Alex and Julia, and they're both sweethearts, and we used to be, like I said, at these shows together, and we
Cute.
Kind of always knew we're like, there's more, there's something bigger for us, but we had just grown at this, you know, kind of at the same pace and just kind of was able to go beyond that scene, and so I think, you know, they'll always have a little place in my heart. And they have this oil, the Orchid Facial Oil, which is one of my faves. It just smells so freaking good.
I don't have any herbivore stuff, and that's a damn shame.
Hi, guys. Hey, you want to send me a couple things?
But, like, I see tweets. I see messages. Their packaging is beautiful.
Yeah.
They're in Sephora now.
Yes.
I mean,
huge.
They're killing
and
it.
And I'm telling you, the owners are just amazing. Like,
and
so humble and so sweet. And,
I love them.
Yeah, so I'm connected to them.
They make masks. They got masks.
Mm-hmm.
They got, I think it's all vegan, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Come through, herbivore.
Woo.
Come through, honey. Come through, herbivore. Come through. God, I wish I could have done that for like 10 minutes straight. Oh, I wish.
No one's stopping you.
Rebecca's like, and everyone just tuned out. And everybody just went to the next podcast. Thank you. Well, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Give us something else.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have on your face right now?
Oh, man. What am I wearing?
What sunscreen do you wear?
Yeah. What sunscreen do I wear? Someone gave me a sample of this Kula.
Uh-huh. I use Kula. Shout out.
I think I got that at Natural Products Expo. So I get a lot of samples, too.
Same,
like, kind of like you. Like, people are like, try this. And so, like, I have fun with that. I don't wear, like, tons of makeup, but I'll do a little something.
I mean, I can't even believe, not that 40 is old, but you looked so young that I was like, man, she must have just started really young.
Aww.
Like, I had that baby young and got moving.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm telling you,
I'm owning my age, though. Like, I have no shame in that 40.
Of course not. No.
I don't know what I'm supposed to feel like. Like, what is 40 supposed to look like and feel like, right? I don't know.
That's part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about at Nash Butte.
But I think, you know, Schmidt's keeps me young and my, you know, the crew there. And yeah.
Do you have anything that you use on your son? I'm always curious to ask moms because I know it's so hard to navigate, like, ingredients for the kids and keeping them happy and healthy.
I mean, fortunately, he doesn't need a whole lot of stuff yet.
You know,
he's young where he doesn't need it. But, I mean, we just Schmidt soap, like, head to toe.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, scrub that baby down.
And the toothpaste is safe for him. And he's so funny because he has very strong feelings or opinions on scents.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, like, he is always... had feedback on. Like his favorite Schmidt scent is the tea tree, which is funny.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
It is very fresh.
Yeah, but it's also, like, pretty intense. You know, like, yeah. I don't know. I imagine, like, most kids like the bergamot lime or the rose or something. But he's all about that tea tree. So he's fun, and he has a lot of product development ideas. And so I feel like together we could make something magical.
Oh, yeah. A kid, Schmidt's kids or something. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Got my ears up. I got my ears up. Chuchi, do you want mommy to get you a Schmidt's? My little 8-year-old, I love you.
Is she looking at you? Yep.
Yeah, she used to come in the booth with me, but she gets mad when I yell, which I get. Not she doesn't like bark or anything, but she just like, I feel like she likes staying in there with Rebecca.
Yeah, she looks happy.
But she will come in and sit with the guest, you know, if she's in the mood, whatever. Well, we're getting to the end here. Why don't, again, tell everybody where they can find Schmidt's Naturals on the internet. Social media, where do we tweet about our armpits to you? Maybe we should have everybody show us their armpits.
Oh, my God.
That might be fun.
Yes. So Schmidt's Naturals is our website, which is the best place for info.
And can you spell Schmidt's?
Yes.
Like, fucking misspell it every time.
Yes. So it's S-C-H-M-I-D-T-S.
Okay, yep.
Naturals.com.
Yep. Excellent.
But if you want to reach me personally, which I would love, find me on Instagram at, it's my first name, Jamie, but it's spelled a little differently. It's J-A-I-M-E, Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, 22, which is my lucky number.
Cute.
That's it. So
is that your birthday?
No, it's just, you know what?
I'm
it was my number. When I was in basketball. And
I feel like that's true for so many
basketball
people.
Basketball queen. No, yeah. I mean, it was like in middle school where that was like my basketball number. And then it like stuck with me and it's just like showing up everywhere.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
You still get on that court or what? You still ball?
I'm balling.
Y'all balling in Portland or what? I'm going to drive by and see you like shooting.
Shoot.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I just thought of something else. Oh, we were going to do a contest for everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like we...
Cutest armpits picture.
I kind of want people to show us their pits.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to be proud of whatever you got.
Yeah.
I want you... If you got hair, if you don't.
Yeah.
If you got... You know, we want to see.
Let's do it.
Is that too weird?
No.
Because I feel like we as a society need to change the programming around armpits.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's like, ew, armpits. And we're like, no, honey, armpits.
Yeah.
Armpits are a part of our damn body. And they're right by our heart.
And you know what? There was like, last year I think it was, there was like glitter pits. Or
yes.
Like, and then there's like people
rainbow
dying
hair
their
pits.
Hair. Yeah.
Right.
So own it.
We're taking those pits back.
Yeah.
So maybe we should come up with some kind of like, show us your pits.
Get crazy with the pits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that and I'll tag it on at the beginning of this episode.
Talk to my brand team.
Yes, exactly. But don't worry. The honeys are getting hooked up with some Schmidt's.
Thanks.
So, because my goal is to get every single person listening to an attribute a contest prize at some point, because I do contests a lot. Okay, we're trying to get some prizes, so be tuned in for that. Jamie, thank you for being
thank
here.
You. So
thanks
fun.
For visiting me in LA,
yeah.
And I'm gonna come visit in Portland.
Yes.
Shout out to Petunia's Bakery.
Oh yeah,
did you ever eat there?
I've had it at a show once. I remember. Yeah, this vegan bakery. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my amazing. God.
I'm telling you, I haven't traveled all over the world. I haven't traveled all over America, but the Portland vegan food is.
Mm.
I think it's better than LA. I'll be honest. I think it's better than LA.
Yeah.
Come at me. Come at me, California. the best food ever. Especially paired with that recreational marijuana, baby. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful afternoon. Seeing the waterfalls. And then get me some petunias.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, what a lovely day. Thank you for being here, Jamie.
Thank you.
Everybody, don't forget to swipe those pits. Creamy neck can keep your fringe fresh.